expressed more clearly. If you read the fourth verse in the last line, in death the master of life establishes the waters. This is quite a difficult phrase. In death the master of life establishes the waters. Now, in the Upanishads, as in the Veda, there is the symbolic meaning of the word waters. Water is an image. In the Vedas and Upanishads. And they speak of seven waters. There are seven waters according to Upanishad and according to the Veda. And these seven waters are described in the Veda and the Upanishad. Not here, and that is why it needs to be expounded. There are seven waters, seven currents you might say. As a result, there are seven worlds. This world that we see, in which we live, in which we breathe, in which our activities are engaged, is only one of the seven worlds. It is said by the Upanishads, if you think that this is the only world, you are mistaken. This is not the only world. There are many other worlds. And although we live here, our own being also has got seven threads. And therefore, we live simultaneously in the seven worlds. We are aware only of this world. We are aware only of one thread. To some extent of the second thread and third thread also. But with regard to fourth thread and the fifth thread and the sixth thread and seventh thread, we are not aware at all. The one thread is what is called annam, the food sheath, or the physical. That is the one world of which we are aware. Our body is physical, and it is a thread by which we are connected with this physical world. The second world is called prana. It is the world of breath, the world of life force, dynamism, activity, movement of energy. We have life, therefore we are having that awareness. But we are not aware of a world where there is only life. There is a world where there is only life, not the earth, not the physique. There is a third world, which is the world of the mind, manas. Now we have also the mind, and therefore we are aware of it to some extent, but we are not aware of that mind, where there is only the world of mind. There are only minds. It's a world of thoughts. We are aware of these three in a certain way, and we are connected with these three worlds in a predominant manner. When you develop your mind, you are getting greater and greater contact with the world of the mind. You become more and more attuned to the world of the mind. But then there is a fourth world, which is called Turiyam Svet in the Veda. Turiyam Svet. It is the fourth world. Turiyam means other than the three, the fourth. There is a fourth world, and that is the world of the supermind. Then there is a fifth world, that is the world of delight, ananda. And there is a sixth world, it is the world of consciousness, chit. And then there is a seventh world, which is the world of sat, pure existence. So there are seven worlds. And these seven worlds are established. It says, in that the master of life establishes the waters. In that is the Brahman. The master of life is the Lord himself. The Lord establishes, manifests seven worlds in that Brahman. In a very minor manner we can say that in the essence that is rose, seven waters have poured so that you have rose water in plenty. It is the same reality, the same essence manifested in seven waters. It is the Lord who pours into the Brahman the seven waters, the seven worlds, which belong to the Brahman itself. Master of life, there is a word in the Sanskrit which has been given in the text, is called Matarishwa. Matarishwa. M-A-T-A-R-I-S-H-W-A. Matarishwa. Matarishwa is the master of life. That which has entered into the mother, that which has extended himself into the mother. This very word indicates a concept which is here in the Upanishad. The concept of the mother. There is the Lord, there is the Divine Mother, there is the Brahman, and there are these waters. It is one reality, but it has great complexity in it. It is like one body having so many organs. It is one body. Nothing is separated from the body, a total of the body. Similarly, it is one reality in which there are relationships within itself. If I want to touch this part of my body, it is the same body touching itself. But through certain relationships, which are internally made. So, what the Upanishad tells us is that this reality is sevenfold.